We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave Leventhal is joining us this morning from Washington, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief at Business Insider. Wow, that's a brand new title, Dave. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been just about a year since I've been at Business Insider, and there's now 12 of us, so a lot of people to go and report on the comings and goings and affairs of Washington, D.C., and as you well know, there's a few of them going out this week.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty interesting, and I'm wondering how many people you need this week, because what happens when the president is away? Is it like when the boss is out of the office that, you know, no work gets done or something like that? What's going on in Washington this week?
Well, on the contrary, with President Biden overseas and speaking for the first time, at least with the number of different world leaders that he's speaking with, there's a lot of drama. First of all, a lot of repairing of relations to do, at least as far as he's concerned, with European leaders and other world leaders. But the big show is coming up a little later this week, about a day away, when he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. So here in Washington, all eyes are on that meeting, which is a meeting that the United States had wanted more than the Russians had wanted, and it's going to be most curious to see the amount of pressure that Joe Biden puts on Vladimir Putin for a number of things, dealing with everything from cybersecurity attacks to meddling in U.S. elections. So a little bit at stake, and the big question that we're watching is really if President Biden is going to take a hardline stance, or is going to try to amend and repair and ameliorate a situation which has been festering for a long time here.
You know, Dave, what would be considered a success after this Biden-Putin meeting tomorrow? I mean, it's not just enough to meet, right?
It's not just enough to meet, and a meeting with no outcome may seem like no point to the meeting at all, but success could be measured a couple of different ways. If he's able to get some sort of concession out of Vladimir Putin to try to internally in Russia stamp out certain types of cybersecurity attacks that are coming from Russia, that might be considered some sort of a victory. If Russia was to commit to potentially withdrawing from Ukraine, which I don't think anyone expects, that would definitely be considered a victory. So I think any success is going to be measured along the margins and not something that's going to be dramatic or overwhelming. Vladimir Putin has been at this for a long, long time, and in a way, he holds more cards than the United States holds at this point in terms of our relationship with Russia.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. When I think of these meetings between, you know, Putin and whoever the president is, and they're meeting for the first time, and, you know, what exactly is going to happen, I try and think of it from the other side of this, and Putin has to be looking at it like it almost doesn't matter who the president is, just, you know, I've seen one of you, I've seen all of you. You know, U.S. presidents come and go, and, you know, it doesn't come 4 or 8 years from now, there will be another one. And, you know, my relationship with you is, you know, only as important as I make it out to be.
The United States has some carrots in its pocket, but it has fewer sticks, so to speak. And one thing that the United States can do, if it doesn't like the way that the Russians are operating, if it doesn't like what it's seeing from Russia, if it wants to try to motivate Russia to operate its affairs differently, particularly on an international stage, It could, for example, sanction Russian entities or people within Russia, even individuals, and that could cause some pain. But we're again talking about things that are really on the periphery and not tantamount to having some sort of Cold War 2.0 or anything of the sort. That is not in the cards.
But, you know, the two of them, Biden and Putin, will be holding post-news conferences separately. I mean, it seems like each of them can spin it their own way, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you nailed it, Susan. And that's one of the nice things when you get a dual post-conference where both leaders are there answering questions. You can see and hear them talk right side by side and play off each other, or even, you know, in a diplomatic way or not so diplomatic way, I address various issues that we just talked about together in the same context. So that's not going to happen this time around. It very well could happen in future meetings, if there are future meetings, which I think we can expect that there will be future meetings between the two leaders. But that's not going to be this time around. In a way, this is sort of the opening salvo of what could be a bumpy relationship going forward, especially since Joe Biden is taking a more adversarial stance against Russia than President Donald Trump did when he was president.
All right. Hey, Dave, thanks so much. Great to talk with you. That's Dave Leventhal joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.